I'll come into the issue.
Yes. I had a cordial and fruitful discussion with Mr. Tamil Chairman, and we examined the present situation in Sri Lanka with particular emphasis on the rather disturbing political differences between two important leaders, President and the Prime Minister, and the formation of alliance between the PA and JVP, and how these developments would affect the peace process in the future. I made a reference to Mr. Tamil Chairman's speech on the 19th of January, and I told him that the international donor community is also very much worried about the situation in Colombo, and we have a strong desire that the differences between two important personalities could be resolved in harmony and in a mutually acceptable compromise, so that the government will be able to speak with one voice and carry on the negotiations with the LTTE with a view to find a satisfactory agreement. And as chairman, one of the co-chairs of the Tokyo conference, which was held in June last year, I told Mr. Tamil Chairman about the meeting of the donor community, which is planned in Colombo tomorrow. I invited Mr. Tamil Chairman to send LTTE delegation to that meeting, as we are also inviting the government delegation, but on this matter, Mr. Tamil Chairman said that in view of confusion or confusing situation, political situation in Colombo, he feels that LTTE should not participate in the meeting tomorrow, even though it is a meeting organized by the donor community. We have also reviewed the cooperation between Japan and the projects Japan is carrying out or plans to carry out in the north and the east. And I gave Mr. Tamil Chairman a list of such projects. We are putting all the necessary speed to humanitarian assistance as well as rehabilitation assistance from Japan to people in this area. This is part of our commitment to the entire Sri Lanka, north as well as the south, east as well as the west. We will maintain careful ethnic and geographical balance in our assistance, and we will do everything possible to honor our commitments to Sri Lanka expressed in Tokyo last year. And tomorrow I will co-chair the meeting of the donor community, which will take stock of what we have been doing, what difficulties we encounter in Sri Lanka, so that these difficulties can be resolved and overcome in such a way that people in the entire country can enjoy the fruits of assistance from the international community, to use the assistance in the most effective and transparent manner possible.
So, what did you mean, President?
President Kumaratunga, I plan to meet her tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon.
Did they give that you are unhappy about the new alliance between the president and the JD?
No, we discussed the statement or memorandum of understanding issued by the alliance, and you know, I cannot disclose our discussions, but this introduces a new complexity to Sri Lanka domestic politics.
Is the Japanese government fulfill its promise range that you have made in June?
Certainly, we are committed by these promises made amounting to one $1 billion over 3 years. Some institutions promised a similar amount, but over 4 years. But we stick by the promise we made, but we hope that the political and administrative difficulties in Colombo would not make delivery of assistance difficult.
It means the aid depends on the stability of the world.
In a sense, and that's why we are worried. We are concerned, and we hope very much that this difficulty will be resolved with the goodwill and consistency on both parties. Thank you.
Mr. Kashi, how do you feel? Can you keep your hopes alive about the ongoing peace process?
You know, you have to make here a distinction between the peace process and the peace talks or negotiations. The peace process is there. It is sound and kicking. The ceasefire agreement is very much alive. The CRNM is working and monitoring the ceasefire. And some of the assistance projects are going on, being expanded even. So I would like to emphasize that the peace process, which started 2 years ago, is ongoing. But unfortunately, peace talks have been suspended since April last year. But even during the period afterwards, there have been some exchanges. GTE put forward its latest proposals on the interim administration, and the government side is has been starting it. But I think among the negotiators, there's a strong desire that these talks should be resumed as soon as possible.
In getting aid to the people of the north and east, will Japan bypass the bureaucracy in Colombo, or will they continue to give aid to the government?
Your question, I will reformulate your question. We have every desire to resolve whatever cumbersome unnecessary red tapes which may exist in Colombo, and Prime Minister of Kamishinha in Tokyo committed himself to expediting and creating more unified, more coordinated machinery. And we have been monitoring that. And so we'll continue. The donor community, which will meet tomorrow, I'm sure will reiterate and their desire to see whatever unnecessary it takes to be cut so that people can enjoy the fruits of assistance as soon as possible with as little strings attached as possible.
The whole process is demining. How important is that to dismounting people?
I think it's important. I noted there was interest that Mr. Tamir Chairman, in his speech on the 19th, expressed appreciation to the mining. And yesterday, I had a useful discussion with
Never did I forget a mother.